Most people haven't updated their LinkedIn profile in years, and they wonder why opportunities aren't coming to them. They think they need to post more or apply more or try harder in their job search. But the reality is their LinkedIn profile isn't setting them up for success or to be found in the first place. Now, I've reviewed thousands of profiles across my 12 years in recruitment, and posting and applying more is almost never the problem. The problem is that recruiters can't find you, and when they do find you, your profile tells them the wrong story. So today, I'm going to show you exactly why that is. And by the end of this video, I'll show you how to find out your own LinkedIn visibility score in 60 seconds for free. Now, if we haven't met, I'm Georgie Hubbard, and I'm the author of The Bold Move. I've spent 12 years inside recruitment, running my own agency, and coaching senior women on how to stand out and stay in demand. So I know exactly what recruiters are looking for when they open your profile. And I also know why most profiles, even experienced, impressive women, get scrolled straight past. So by the end of this video, you're going to understand the four signals that determine your LinkedIn visibility, which ones you're most likely missing, and what to do about it. So in my Bold Move framework, there are three pillars: attract, position, and scale. Now today, we're going to focus on the position pillar. Specifically, we're going to talk about your packaging and zoom in on LinkedIn, how you show up online, and your searchability. Because here's the thing, you can have 20 plus years of incredible experience. You can be the most capable person in the room. But if your LinkedIn profile is written for the role you have instead of the role you want, the right people will never find you. And that is a packaging problem, not a capability problem. So here's what actually happens when a recruiter or a hiring manager searches on LinkedIn. They don't just scroll through profiles looking one by one for any standout people. They type keywords into the search bar, and LinkedIn's algorithm, which heavily uses AI, scans those profiles that match those skills. Which means, if your profile isn't using the right keywords, you literally don't exist in that search. So I'm going to be really honest with you, because this is why visibility is so important. And it all starts with your profile, your headline, and your about section. Those two things are doing a lot of the hard work. So what are recruiters actually scanning for? Well, like I said, I spent 12 years reviewing profiles, and now I've built a LinkedIn profile tool inside my Bold Moves program that's rewritten hundreds of them. So I've identified the four key pieces that you need to have in your LinkedIn. The first one is clarity. The second is keywords. Then the third is signal, and then delivery. So first, let's focus on clarity. Because does your profile immediately communicate who you are and what you do? Not just the company you work for, not just your job title, who you are and what you do. So the test is this. If someone read your headline and never clicked on more, would they know what you can offer? Because most headlines fail the test because they say senior marketing manager at X company. Well, that's just a job description. It's not a strong positioning statement. The second is your keywords. So does your profile contain the language that recruiters are searching for? This is where most people go wrong, because they write in the language of their current organization. They use internal jargon or internal titles, and recruiters don't search by those internal titles. They search by industry standard terms. Now, I've seen women get completely overlooked for roles they were perfectly qualified for just because their profile used the wrong vocabulary to what the recruiter was typing into the search bar. That's it. So it's not that you're underqualified, it's just that you're underpositioned. The third piece in the framework is signal. Now, does your profile communicate the senior level that you're targeting? Now, this one surprises people. It's not just about having the experience. It's about signaling that you're ready for that next level in language that the market understands, and it needs to be visible in your profile. So if you're a senior manager and you're going for a director role, your profile needs to be written for the director role, not the role you're in, but the role you're ready for. And if it isn't written that way, the algorithm will filter you out before a human even reads a word. Now, the fourth piece in the framework is delivery. So does your profile say what you deliver on, not just what you do? There's a difference, because saying something like, I manage marketing teams, that's what you do. But saying something like, I help B2B companies build pipeline through content that converts, that's what you deliver on. That's your impact. And recruiters and hiring managers are not looking for people who can do tasks. They're looking for people who can solve problems, and your profile needs to reflect that. Okay, so I want to sort of bring this all home now and share something that happens all the time. So I had a client, and she was a senior woman, 15 years experience. She'd led teams. She delivered real transformations, the kind of career that she thought would just speak for itself. Now, she hadn't had a recruiter reach out to her in over a year, and she thought the market had moved on, or she was too old or didn't have the right skill set. But the first thing we did was we looked at her LinkedIn profile. Her headline said her current job title. Her about section started with, and this is word for word, I am passionate and a results-driven professional. Now, the problem was there wasn't one keyword that a recruiter would search for. There was no signaling, there was no value, there was no proof of delivery. It was just a description of tasks. And that is really common. And I see it probably in 80% of profiles that I review. So we rewrote it. And then 3 weeks later, she had two recruiters in her inbox. Same experience, same women, but completely different packaging. Because she wasn't behind, she was just underpositioned. And that is fixable. So if you want to really improve your LinkedIn profile, you can do this right now. Open your LinkedIn and look at your headline and ask yourself these three questions. The first is, does it say what I deliver or just what I do? The second is, if a recruiter searched for someone like me, would these words come up? The third is, does this sound like the level I'm ready for or the level I'm at? Now, if you answered no to any of those questions, your profile is probably working against you. And here's the thing. Most people know something's off. They just don't know exactly what it is or how bad their LinkedIn profile is holding them back. So to help you, I've built something. I've built a free LinkedIn visibility tool. Now, you can access it right now on the link below. You just paste your current headline and your first few sentences of your about section, and the tool will score you across those 3-4 frameworks: clarity, keywords, signal, and delivery. And it gives you a personalized diagnosis based on your actual words that you're using in your profile. So this isn't just a generic checklist. It is a diagnosis of what's missing in your profile and why it matters. And it takes less than 60 seconds and it's completely free. So the link is in the description. Go to it while it's fresh, because honestly, what I know is the right opportunities are out there for you. But if your profile isn't visible to the people making the decisions, they will never reach you. Now, you are not behind, you are just underpositioned, and we can fix that. So I really hope this was useful. And if it was, hit subscribe, follow me, because I post every week on what it actually takes to gain control of your career in the age of AI. And drop me a comment below and let me know what your biggest takeaway was from this video. And I'll see you in the next one.